WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Former Nexus executive Richard Moore will remain behind bars while he awaits trial on fraud charges. Virginia's economy is in good shape with low unemployment and inflation. And we preview this weekend's free literary festival in Stanton. This is the WMRA Daily for Thursday, October 17th. Former Nexus executive will remain behind bars. The news leader reports that in a federal bond revocation hearing in Charlottesville on Tuesday, a judge ordered that Richard Moore remain in custody while awaiting his December trial on multiple tax fraud charges. He's accused of stealing more than $1.8 million in taxes slated for the government. Moore was indicted in 2021 on 10 charges of tax fraud after it was alleged he'd failed to pay Medicaid, Social Security, and federal taxes withheld from the paychecks of Nexus employees. Federal authorities said the money was supposed to go to the IRS. You'll find all of WMRA's reporting on the legal struggles of Nexus at WMRA.org. Virginia's economy is in good shape. The Commonwealth's Secretary of Finance, Stephen Cummings, told a House of Delegates committee Wednesday that state revenue is hundreds of millions above what they budgeted for earlier in the year. And while the national unemployment rate is hovering around 4%, Virginia's is closer to 3%.
The good news and challenging news, one is we have a lot of people working on a much higher base of employees. The bad news is it's hard to find people to fill the jobs with people who fit your specific needs for companies because our unemployment is so low.
Cummings also told the body that inflation is, quote, under control, but recent consumer confidence surveys were negative, which could be a problem down the road.
Everybody understands when the broad-based sentiment starts to turn gloomy, that in and of itself can have a real impact on the economy.
Cummings said that Virginia also saw some job losses over the summer. Still, total employment is up year over year more than one percentage point. Amazon has entered a memorandum of understanding with Dominion Energy to advance small modular reactor, or SMR, development in Virginia. Nuclear energy comes with zero carbon emissions and provides baseload power. That's the minimum amount of electricity that a power grid needs to supply at a steady rate over a specific period of time. But SMRs have faced criticism from ratepayer advocates as more expensive than renewables such as solar. Dominion said the companies will work to develop SMRs while mitigating risks for customers and investors. Amazon Web Services operates dozens of data centers in Northern Virginia, which require massive amounts of power. Dominion also released an update to its long-term electricity generation plan this week. The Virginia Mercury reports that the Integrated Resource Plan looks 15 years into the future to detail how power will be provided and calls for an all-of-the-above approach that includes more reliance on natural gas. Tuesday's updated plan calls for about 80% of generation to be spurred by renewables. The previous plan had projected that 95% of electricity would come from renewables. For the first time, Democrat Gloria Witt has outpaced her Republican opponent, State Senator John McGuire, in Virginia's 5th congressional district, with only weeks until the November 5th election. The Virginia Mercury reports that Witt's campaign reported about $218,000 in the third quarter ending September 30th, compared to $198,000 for McGuire's campaign. A bookstore in downtown Stanton is hosting a free literary festival this Saturday, WMRA's Randy B. Hagee reports.
The inaugural Queen City Word Fest will bring in about 45 authors for a series of panels, a meet and greet, and book giveaways. The panels begin at 10 a.m. at the Stanton Public Library and cover the genre of horror, blending fact with imagination, and writing middle grade books with a message. Then, from 1 to 5 p.m., the authors will exhibit their work and talk with book lovers in the building next door to the Book Dragon Shop on West Beverly Street. Genres will include
fiction, historical fiction, memoirs, biographies, romance. We have some kids' books. We'll have comic books.
Sandy Carrero is the owner of the Book Dragon Shop, which carries about 8,000 books plus literary gifts. Carrero has wanted to organize a book festival since she opened the store in 2019.
And then COVID hit, so it was put on the back burner for a couple of years. And then last year, we just started talking about it again.
And thus, a new chapter for local readers and wordsmiths begins. The event is free to attend, unless you find a book you just can't leave without. For WMRA News, I'm Randy B. Hagee.
We posted links to more information at WMRA.org and on the app. The Pentagon is confirming that a swarm of drones violated the airspace of Langley Air Force Base last winter. WHRO's military reporter Steve Walsh has the details.
The drones were sighted over the Air Force Base, home of the F-22 Raptor. The military is still assessing who was controlling the drones and why they were there, says Pentagon spokeswoman Sabrina Singh.
Langley Air Force Base did experience incursions of unauthorized unmanned aerial systems last year in December. The number of those UAS incursions did fluctuate, but they didn't appear to exhibit any hostile intent. It's something that we, you know, have kept our eye on.
Originally reported in the war zone, the drones violated the base's airspace for 17 days. Singh confirmed that the commander at Langley had the authority to shoot down unmanned vehicles if they were deemed to be a threat.
Steve Walsh reporting. Finally today, when floods swept across Appalachia 3 weeks ago during Helene, it was one of the worst natural disasters to hit the region in a generation. But flash flooding in the mountains does happen. One example is the 2016 flood in West Virginia that killed 23 people and destroyed more than 2,000 homes. A Virginia Tech professor has been researching what helped communities rebuild after that flood and why some communities are only now seeing progress. Virginia Public Radio's Roxy Todd reports.
Tripp Sheely is an associate professor of civil engineering at Virginia Tech. He and a graduate student spent 4 years conducting interviews with planners and officials in West Virginia about what made it easier for some towns to rebuild.
And a lot of the things that we learned, I think, are going to be really applicable to North Carolina.
He says one thing that helped the town of White Sulphur Springs was forming a vision early on for new housing projects.
And if you don't have people in place to help you think about that long-term vision of what we want to build back and how we want to build back, FEMA's going to come around with their checkbook and you're going to be messed up.
He says it also helped that White Sulphur had more access to philanthropy and wealth than other communities that were impacted. So the town raised its own money to start rebuilding right away. Also, local, state, and federal leaders knew each other.
They trusted each other. Their permitting processes were easier.
He says one of the biggest lessons from the West Virginia floods is towns and counties that are able to work collaboratively on grants and applications can leverage more funding to help them rebuild together. I'm Roxy Todd.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy your Thursday.